Jorge Moraes apresenta Agora Conversamos Nós.
Bem-vindos a mais uma edição do Agora Conversamos Nós. Convidado desta edição é o Mayor de Fallova, Sr. Paul Coogan. Mr. Coogan, welcome to WJFD. Please let me know the situation right now in Fallova.
The situation right now in Fall River is very stable. George, obviously there's a lot of people home. They're not on the streets. I look up the street right now and there's a lot of empty parking spots. And when the city's running full tilt, those spots are all filled. Mm. But right now it's pretty quiet. People are doing what they have to do and, again, staying home. We did think it was going to be a little busier today, being the first of the month, but it doesn't look busy at all in Fall River right now. People are doing what they're supposed to do. We have good compliance with all the regulations about closed restaurants, closed bars, people staying out of groups. We just had a meeting on that, and I think we're in pretty good shape right now.
How many cases COVID-19 in the city?
23 confirmed right now.
What are the precautions that Fall River is currently taking?
Okay, what we're doing is we have every day we have regular phone conferences. This morning at 9 o'clock we had our fire chief, our police chief, our emergency medical services, along with the acting city administrator, myself, to go over any issues we may have, whether it's supplies, some area of the city where it may need more attention, and they go over their runs to the hospital. And like I said, we're in very, very good shape right now. People seem to be complying with everything we ask them to do. And that's what we do. We meet, and I just got off the phone conference with the hospitals. We have two in Fall River, St. Anne's and South Coast. And we go over where they stand, what's their bed supply like, what do they need for supplies, what do they see coming in the future, and we plan accordingly.
The parks in the city, they are open or are you going to close it?
No, the parks are open. We did take down the basketball hoops and we did close all of the gym sets so the kids can't play on the gym sets and they can't play basketball. But if you want to go for a walk and you want to, read a book and go sit in the grass, that's fine. It's just we worry about social distancing and we worry about we worry about groups of people. We try to limit that as best we can. But again, if someone wants to go for a walk, Kennedy Park has a beautiful loop around it. It's a half mile. That's not a problem. People can go for a walk as long as they maintain social distance and do what they have to do.
Mayor Coogan, you are planning any restrictions for next 2 weeks?
At this time, no, but it changes every day, George. So
I know.
We'll follow along with what the state's instructions are and ask people to be smart.
Mayor Paul Coogan, do you have a message for the Fall River residents?
My message is everybody just take a step back, relax. We're going to get through this. Fall River is a very strong city, as is New Bedford, and these cities are used to having problems that we work through. And if we work through this problem together, then I know when we come out the other side, we're going to have a good summer and we're going to be back on the same footing we were on before. And maybe we'll come back a little stronger because this is one heck of an adventure to go on with this disease.
Mayor Paul Coogan, thank you very much for your time. Have a great day and be safe.
All right. Thank you, George. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Paul Coogan foi o nosso convidado nesta edição do Agora Conversamos Nós, é o Mayor de Fallova, nesta situação em que vivemos, não só a nível América, como também a nível mundial, coronavírus, todo cuidado é pouco, siga, como temos recomendado, a instrução e os avisos de médicos e entidades oficiais. Obrigado pela sua sintonia.
Jorge Moraes apresentou Agora Conversamos Nós. Esta entrevista está disponível em wjfd.com.